This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who weren't getting a bill, who maybe had 4 or 5 months that they hadn't gotten a bill, are now receiving those bills.
Oh, good. It's 92.5 WBEE. We're your B Morning Coffee Club. Terry Clifford, TJ Sharp. Chris will be back here with us on Monday, and that is the CEO of NYSIG and RG&E, one of them. I believe it's RG&E, excuse me.
Probably, yeah.
And her name is Trish Nielsen, and she was part of this virtual session that was held. Everybody's bills are screwed up. Everyone's, in some way or another. And so the New York Department of Public Service Commission began hearing all these concerns from these customers. This was yesterday. This is amid the investigation into billing issues at the company. Now, the president of the parent company, Avangrid, his name is Pedro, and he has a very thick accent.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard to hear the audio on the air. Sounds so pretty. I mean, it's hard to get mad at the guy because he sounds so elegant. But however, he is basically saying he doesn't have any concerns. He doesn't think it's going to be a problem, this investigation. He thinks everything will be all right.
Well, then, you know, clearly he's not the one that got a bill in the mail for $1,500, you know, for a month of catch up after 4 or 5 months of not getting a bill. That's the kind of thing that, I don't know, before you say something like that, you really have to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. You can't say that's not going to be a problem because it's already a huge problem for a lot of people.
So they're saying the billing issues, it's a result of the staffing shortages and the pandemic and the staff, they were prevented from going inside homes, getting accurate meter readings, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yep. We know that. That's what you've been telling us. The company says they've taken steps to address this billing issue by hiring more than 200 new customer service representatives. Okay, great. They've also brought in 40 new billing specialists. Awesome. These bills are because they didn't send them out for 4 or 5 months, and all of a sudden, people are getting $1,400, $2,000 RG&E bills because, right. Well, they had staffing issues, but, you know, here's your bill. We didn't bill you for 5 months, but here's your bill. People can't do that.
Right.
How is your problem now our problem? I think that's what needs to be remedied.
Yeah.
People can't afford to catch up on it.
I mean,
you got to work out something. You know, it was your issue with your staff, right?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, I pay mine online, so the bill comes in, the money goes out,
right?
And I don't always pay as close of attention to it as I should, but I don't even know if I were one of the people who didn't get a bill for 4 months.
You wouldn't know?
I think I would. I would eventually.
Okay.
But it wouldn't have immediately occurred to me. But, you know, what do you do after that? I mean, you have two choices. You can start putting money away because you know they're going to catch up with you. But sometimes that's hard to do, too. Sometimes you end up using that money and you get yourself into a corner and boom, all of a sudden they want all of their money. Well, it's just not possible.
I do think this will be remedied when everybody gets their smart meters put in their house and just everybody's billed on their actual.
Yeah.
It's the whole estimate thing. I'll be honest, when I started adulting and I had my first home and I was like, well, what do you mean an estimate? And I remember my parents having to explain to me, well, that's estimated. I go, well, so it's not actually what I used? Oh, no. It's right. Based on an estimate.
Yeah.
I thought that was insane. But yeah, they're holding more meetings, I guess. They're holding two in-person sessions in Rochester, February 7th at Rochester City Hall from 1 to 3. And then again, must be they're having lunch, and then they'll go from 6 to 8 again.
Have a little lunch.
So have a little lunch.
And back to the table.
And then back to hearing everyone saying they just can't afford it.
I was watching a bit of it yesterday because it was online, too. I think the whole thing was online. But it was a lot of people basically saying the same thing.
Yes.
But everybody wants to be heard.
I get it.
And I don't know. They're not going to let people off the hook.
That's what I think is being misunderstood. Is yeah. People are saying, I don't have the money. And they're like, yeah, we understand. We're going to try to fix it for the future so it doesn't happen again. I think that's the miscommunication of, well, you got to come up with the money.
Right. And then you find yourself making payments on last year's bill while you're still trying to stay current on this year's bill. Again, it's next to impossible for a lot of people.
585-252-9233. That is our text line. You can be part of the show. We always welcome your opinion, your input. And of course, you guys are great writers, all of you. And step up when we're missing someone from the show. So yeah, someone's got to step into Chris's shoes.
Oh, go ahead. They're size 14, but jump in. Morning to you, 6:23. And at 17, you're running that furnace and you're paying for it.
It's regarding the RG&E and NYSEG and all of the issues that have been happening for, I would say, the last several months.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, it may not be you who's getting it. Maybe your bill, maybe nothing's wrong with your bill. Maybe you're not understanding all these problems other people are having. But just like think for a minute, put yourself in someone else's shoes and think, man, $2,400. Some people got $6,000, $7,000 bills.
They're crazy.
So there's various reasons as to why. They say it's because, well, you know, there were staffing issues. And so now we're trying to do a catch-up billing. So if you didn't get billed for 4 to 5 months, now you're getting the bill. And, you know, lots of texters saying, you know, if I didn't get my energy bill for 4 to 5 months, I'd be finding out why. Now, this isn't to say that these folks didn't try to find out why.
Right.
I mean, you call RG&E now and you get put on hold for a long time. Someone pointed out this, that, you know, they can't take the day off of work to go down there to get it figured out. They waited on hold for 2 hours. Like $417 for a 1,000-square-foot home.
And that's one of the reasons they're saying now we admit we've had staffing issues. So maybe you have tried to call and you have sat on. No, people don't have time to sit on hold for a couple of hours, especially if you are working. And often you're working during the hours that their office is working.
I'll be honest, most bills that I pay are through an app. Like, this is the society. This is the way we're conditioned now, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I want answers immediately. If I have a question about my cell bill, I go onto my Verizon app or whatever, and then I hit live chat, and I immediately start asking my question. I don't need to call. I don't need to wait. I ask my question. Even if I get an automated robot who's answering my questions, at least it's sending me to a link. I request a callback.
Yeah.
We do this with, you know, even our doctors.
Yeah. Well, and
like
I do.
You are medicine. I can go into an app and message my doctor.
Sure.
I don't need to call the office and wait for a callback. So it's such an antiquated system that RG&E has, which they admit.
Right. Right.
They admit it's extremely antiquated, just the whole way it works. And they are slowly, I guess, trying to modernize it a little bit. But I think that's also the frustration is.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, here's what we're not sure why people aren't getting their bills. Is it the budget plan? Because we've gotten all of ours all along and we are not on a budget plan. It's not such a it's not such a budget. If you use those services, I tried to call. It had a 2-hour wait. I couldn't take time off to go there, and I understand that too. Next text, they basically have a monopoly. It's not like a restaurant or a small business where you get fed up and you decide, well, I'll go somewhere else. That's true,
right?
It's so true. It is very frustrating. We have called to have all of our meters put on the outside of the house. The electric one, I believe, is already on the outside of the house, or one or the other is.
Right.
To have the other one moved outside, we were given an estimate of several $100s. And I'm saying to myself,
that comes out of your pocket?
Yeah. I'm like,
okay. Do you have the option for smart meters?
No,
they haven't been brought to your attention yet. I had something on my door, which I spoke about this a few months ago, but I had something put on my door saying, hey, we stopped by to look at your meter and install one of these new smart meters, but you weren't here. Get a hold of us. And ultimately, my next bill came. I had to pay $100 because
wow,
I didn't give them access to my house. It just one thing, I guess I didn't realize the severity of it. That's my own fault.
Yeah.
But immediate, I mean, so.
Was it for gas or electric, or don't you know?
I have RG&E for both.
Yeah, me too. But I mean, was the meter a gas meter or an electric meter?
I think it's
meter?
A gas meter.
Okay. Because that's the expensive one to move, as I understand. The electric one, they moved, they paid for it, and they're able to read it by just driving by and
yeah.
And I don't know, doing it electronically. The other one, they still have to get in the house. And if they want to move it, and if they want to pay for it, oh, come right in, sir.
If but it's I on wasn't my dime, home.
I'm like, nah, I don't think so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.